It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. This season, we focus on some record-setting performances in BSU Beaver football history. Bemidji State has played football since 1926. In those 90 years, only a select few have found their way into the record books. From 2007 to 2010, Bemidji State quarterback Derek Atholm threw 57 touchdown passes. Not bad for a guy who only threw about 10 passes a year in high school. Brent Bolte joins us next. Bucky's Legends continues after this on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Derek Atholm played high school football at Anoka High School in the Twin Cities. They ran the wishbone, meaning the quarterback wouldn't see much action throwing the ball. Head coach Brent Bolte.
That's pretty amazing. If you ever watch his high school film, you hardly ever got to see him throw. So it's came a long way. He's a great leader. He led by example. He worked hard, kind of just a blue-collar mentality, and he was obviously just a very bright kid. He knew kind of the coverages before they happened, and which helped him along the way. Yeah, he had a little moxie to him as well, so he made a lot of plays with his feet, and he was able to run. We were running a little bit more power football back then, and we were able to do some play actions and throw some deeper balls with him, and he had a good receiving core as well. But yeah, he had some weapons around him, and they certainly made it worthwhile for him.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.